Hey guys, I know it's been a minute since I've posted one of my Conversations with Cream podcasts. And as you guys know, other than Toast and Talk Tuesdays, when I have an interview set up, most of my Conversations with Cream are just random thoughts that come to my mind or random conversations that I have with people. And I feel the need to share them with you because it's a word and I think that you guys need to hear it. So today's topic is basically talking about support and the need for support and the need for support from certain people in your life. And a lot of us are looking for support from family because they're closest to you. So you expect your family to support you more and first and above people who don't know you. And you expect it because they know you and they are closest to you. And a lot of times you see people posting memes and they update their status update on certain social media platforms saying support your uncle, brother, sister, cousin, mom, family member, etc. the same way you do these celebrities. And you also see a lot of people having discussions excuse my voice. You also see and hear a lot of people having discussions in regards to being upset or bothered by those that are closest to them because they don't receive the support that they feel that they should be receiving or the support that they deserve. I just want you guys to think about this for a moment. And what it is that I want you to think about and what I want you to stop doing is I want you to stop expecting damaged, broken, and depressed family members to support you. I'm going to say that one more time. Stop expecting damaged, broken, and depressed family members to support you. Stop expecting miserable family members to support you. Now, this isn't me talking down on family members. This isn't me being negative. This is me being real. If they are broken, if they are damaged, if they are miserable, if they are depressed, they can't support you because they aren't whole. They aren't fulfilling what they are supposed to be fulfilling for themselves. And since they aren't in that spot, it's difficult for them to support, appreciate, and be happy for the strides that you're making in your life. Now, there are some that may be working towards being happy, getting out of depression, and doing all these things. Now, those family members might be able to see past all the things that they're going through to support you, to appreciate the goals that you've set for yourself and met, the goals that you've accomplished, the success that you've built for yourself, because they're currently working on themselves and they understand that supporting you doesn't take away from them. Supporting you doesn't make them less than. But then you're probably thinking, well, why is it easier for them to support a celebrity throughout these feelings that they're having? It's because they have no emotional attachment to that celebrity. They don't actually know that person. They just know what that person gives them on social media. And they've found a connection with that celebrity. There's something about that celebrity that they feel that they can relate with or relate to. So when that celebrity wins, they're excited for them because there's no physical attachment to them. There's no real attachment to them. They're not that close to that celebrity. So it's a lot easier to be happy for someone that they don't know and that they aren't close to, because it's really, 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 really easy to get comfortable with those that are close to you. With comfortability breeds disrespect sometimes. The more comfortable someone is with you, the easier it is for them to disrespect you. And I know that sounds really bad, but sometimes it's harder for them to see past the fact that they're related to you. Sometimes it's hard for them to see past the fact that you guys came from the same parents, the same upbringing, but you made it and they didn't, because they haven't overcome some things that have happened to them in their life. And maybe the entire time you guys were growing up, there were little bits of resentment that they had towards you that you didn't know about, that had nothing and continues to have nothing to do with you. It's all them. It's things that they have to overcome. It's things that they have allowed to fester within their mind and their thoughts and their feelings towards you. And it's easier for that to happen because they're closest to you. They see you all the time, or they used to see you all the time. So it's easier for them to overlook all of the things that you've accomplished, and easier for them to have issues with you winning before they won because you're related to them. And you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, they saw my journey. How could you feel this way towards me? And you saw my journey. You saw where I came from. You saw how hard it was for me to go from point A to point B. You can't even see that celebrity's journey. You didn't see that celebrity's journey besides what they documented to show you. They showed you what they wanted you to see, but you actually saw my journey, and you still are unable to celebrate with me. It's because it's easier to resent you. Yes, they saw your journey, and they know that you saw their journey as well. So they're trying to figure out how you got there first, and they didn't. But when it comes to the celebrity, it doesn't matter if the celebrity got there first, because they're famous. There's no resentment towards that celebrity. There's nothing that happened to them personally between them and that celebrity. No one compared them growing up to that celebrity. No one constantly talked about all of that celebrity's accomplishments at Thanksgiving dinner or any other family gatherings. They don't feel inadequate. They don't feel in competition. And they don't feel less than when it comes to that celebrity. But because they know you, it's easier for them to feel less than. It's easier for them to have these feelings. So that is why it's harder for them to support you. So you have to understand that. You have to remember that. And you have to be okay with not getting support from those that are closest to you. And understand that until they grow beyond their misery, they grow beyond their depression, they grow beyond their brokenness, and they are now whole, they won't be able to support you, even if they wanted to. So this isn't talking down on them. This is encouraging you, the person that has accomplished goals, that is successful, that's working towards success, that feels a little down because those closest to you aren't supporting you. This is to encourage you, to let you know that they may be going through things internally, spiritually, and physically that you don't know about or that you can't see. And they may not be as strong to overcome those thoughts and feelings and emotions to be able to see past them to support you. And you have to continue to be the strong person and be okay with going on your journey without those that are closest to you, or without the support of those that you expect it from. So hopefully this was a little bit encouraging for you guys. And continue to be, think, and live elite. This is Cream, aka Miss Cream of the Crop. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of Conversations with Cream.